Hello, everybody listening, and welcome to episode 6 of Quiz Quest. My name is Day.
My name is Devin.
So, Dev, what you been up to?
You know, enjoyed spring break. I hope everyone enjoyed their break as well. Thinking about a lot of stuff. Getting a new job.
Really?
That's pretty important, yeah.
What are you planning on doing?
Well, I used to work at, like, a garden nursery, so I took care of a lot of plants and flowers. It was a pretty good job, but I did a lot of, just, like, behind-the-scenes stuff, and it's really, like, back-breaking. So I think I'm going to go to something a little bit more lighter, just until the summer, you know.
I never really, like, expected you to be, like, a plant guy.
I'm not, but it turned me into one, so I guess I know a decent amount about plants.
All right. Well, you know what's cool about plants?
Tell me.
They grow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think almost all plants grow.
I think almost everything in, like, life grows.
Yeah, you're actually right.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it.
Including us, we grow too.
Because everything just advances, you know?
This yeah.
is how the world works. You see, like, that... You see the computer you're looking at right now?
Yeah.
That's going to advance.
It's going to...
It's going to advance.
It's going to advance.
It's
going to
grow. It's not going to grow, literally, but it's going to advance.
But, yeah, so, just like us, we're growing. And the more we grow, the more the things change around us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if I've noticed anything change more in my lifetime... It's the cartoons. And that
ridiculous.
Is what we are talking about today.
Now, who doesn't love some cartoons? You know, it's the base of your whole entire childhood.
People who don't have cable.
True. But
but you know, what year were you born, Dev?
I'm a 2000s baby.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Yes, perfect. Because Alrighty. Everyone has a 90s Nickelodeon show that matches their personality.
All right.
And I'm going to tell you yours, okay? Since you're not in the realm of the 90s, you're about to figure out a nice good old show that matches your personality that you should watch and that we're going to dive into.
All righty.
So the first thing I'm going to ask you, Dev, I'm going to ask you to pick a character. And you may know some of these characters from the last time we did the cartoon reel. So we have Doug.
Okay, Doug, good old Doug.
And then we have characters named Prometheus and Bob. Now, what Prometheus and Bob were, it was like this is a sort of claymation show. One was an alien, the other one was like a caveman of sorts.
Alrighty, and I think I know what you're talking
about. It's like Wacky Adventures. It was pretty funny. They look kind of creepy, but I'm going to give them the better side, you know?
Alrighty.
Stick Stickly, which is basically a popsicle stick with googly eyes, tic-tac for a nose, and just a tiny smiley face.
Okay.
You have Face, which is just a face, like a blue face.
Alrighty.
Alex Mack.
Oh, yeah.
You know who Alex Mack
yeah,
is?
Yeah, we got a good one. We got a good one.
Yeah. And Cat Dog.
Oof. So you had me when you said Cat Dog.
I did? You like Cat Dog.
That was probably one of my favorites.
It raises a lot of questions for me.
Why?
Well, for one, it's... They don't have a bag, so how do they go to the bathroom?
Like, you know what? This is a children's show. They don't go too into detail. It's imagination.
It is. It's imagination.
You know what? They go to the bathroom how you think they go to the bathroom.
Then I'm never watching the show again. Do you know what Liza Frank is, Dev?
It sounds really familiar, but I might need a refresher.
Okay, so Liza Frank is an American businesswoman. She's an American businesswoman, the founder of Liza Frank Incorporated, headquarters in Tuscan, Arizona. She is known for producing whimsical commercial design for school supplies and other products that are primarily marketed to children. So it's like those really rainbow, colorful pictures. Like you probably see like a really yellow golden retriever and like a purple cat and like just rainbows everywhere and stuff like that.
Alrighty, Liza, we got you, Liza.
Yeah, real 90s stuff. So we want you to pick a Liza Frank sticker. So we got one of a leopard.
Alrighty.
Two unicorns drinking from a pond underneath a rainbow.
Sweet.
Two aliens in a hippie car riding on a rainbow, which gives off real psychedelic vibes.
That's dope.
A yellow golden retriever and a purple cat eating food. Three bunnies dancing and wearing their tutus.
Oh.
Or a nice hip panda with sort of like a Care Bear-esque style, but he's got like a hat on sideways, so he's hip and cool.
I'm going to have to go with the panda. I've never seen a hip panda, but the way it sounds, it's sounds pretty cool.
So you've never watched Kung Fu Panda?
He's hip. I guess he's hip.
He is the hippest dude in the cartoon world.
Yeah. Jack Black, Mr. Panda.
I'm going to need you to pick an absolute bop, an absolute jam for me.
Alrighty.
So there's No Diggity.
Oh.
Yeah. I like the way you work it.
It's a bop.
Yeah. So Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana.
Okay.
No Scrubs by TLC.
Ooh, that's a slapper.
It is a slapper, man. You Oughta Know by Alanis Morissette. I'll Make Love to You by Boys to Men.
Okay. We have the Boys
or,
to Men joint.
Or Baby One More Time by Britney Spears.
Ugh.
OG Britney.
OG Britney. See, that's a good song, but it's not my kind of song.
I feel that, you know.
And I'm more of like an R&B guy, you know, No Scrubs, that's a hit, it's a slapper. I think anyone can sing to that song.
All right, so we got some No Scrubs up in here, some TLC. All right, TLC can get some love from Dev.
Of course.
All right, I need you to pick a hip saying. So, here's a couple of them. All that in a bag of chips.
Mm.
As if. Open up a can of whoop sensor here.
Okay, I don't use that one too much.
Eat my shorts, talk to the hand, or fat with a, you know,
what?
PH.
Okay. That's a really tough decision. What did we have? Eat my shorts?
Yeah.
I think that's a good one.
You remember who says that?
Bart Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. I don't really use that phrase, but I hear it a lot in The Simpsons, and it's really funny.
Oh, it's hilarious.
It's hilarious every single time.
All right. Pick a non-Nickelodeon show. So you have The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Animaniacs, Saved by the Bell, Darkwing Duck, Sister Sister, or Dinosaurs.
Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince.
Easy pick. Will Smith is phenomenal. That show is... It was just a really good show. It was just an ongoing movie that never stopped.
That's hot.
That's how I look at it.
Have you ever watched Sister Sister?
Yeah. Is that the twins?
Yeah, that's twins? The twins. Yeah. They also had that movie Twitches.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good show too, but Fresh Prince is just...
Oh, yeah, Fresh Prince.
You can't replace that.
It's a classic. All right, pick a toy. We got Beanie Babies.
Oh.
Super Soaker. Oh, those used to be so fun. All right, we got Gak, which is like the slime. Koosh Ball, which is those balls that look like they have a bunch of little things coming out of it. Tamagotchi or the Satan spawn itself, Furby.
See, I really don't want to do this, but for like story purposes, we're going to pick the Furby.
Oh, my. Okay, so what's going on? What you got?
Alrighty, so I did have one. I'm pretty sure most people
I had one.
Okay, so I was at my grandfather's house. He had a pretty big house, so if he was off doing his own thing, it felt like I was by myself in the house. And I had a Furby in the toy box, and one time it just went off like by itself in the box. And I opened the box, and it was like talking.
It just opens.
And I kind of just trashed it. It was really creepy. I never got one after that.
Did you just yeet it out the window?
Nah, I just told my pap, like, it was going off by itself. Like, I don't like this.
Okay. And then your pap yeeted it out the window.
Yeah.
Okay.
Out the window, wherever he yeeted it. But it's gone.
It's out there somewhere.
I'll probably find it one day.
I hope not. I genuinely hope you don't. And if you do, this show's done.
I never want to see any of those ever again.
All right. So, not as cool or weird as Furbies. Do you know what Pogs are, Devin?
No.
Good. So, Pogs is a milk cap game. Pogs, generally called milk caps, is a game that was popular among children during the 1990s.
So, like, P-O-G-S.
Basically.
Oh, yeah.
The brand name Pog is owned by the World Pog Federation, whatever that is.
Okay. See, I didn't do this. And I knew a lot of people.
Apparently, people who search Pogs also search for marbles, hopscotch, and Player Unknown Battlegrounds.
Dude, I actually had a lot of these.
Really?
Yeah, I had the Pokemon ones.
Oh, that's okay.
I don't think I bought them, though. I think they came with something I got.
Well, I need you to pick a set of Pogs. So we got Looney Tunes, Pocahontas.
Alrighty.
Power Rangers.
Those are pretty cool.
The Simpsons, Sonic the Hedgehog, or Pokemon.
As much as I love Pokemon, Sonic the Hedgehog, that took a big chunk out of my life. Same. And
are you like a born Sega kid too?
Yeah, I think I've played about every single Sonic game.
Same.
I think my favorite was it called? Sonic Free Riders.
Oh, with the hoverboards, yeah, and the birds. Oh, yes.
Yeah, the green bird. Yeah, Jet. That was Jet. That was a great game.
All right, I'm gonna need you to pick an accessory. You're a fashion guy.
All right.
All right. So we got friendship bracelets. You know, the thing I make for you every single week.
I love those. I love them.
Yeah, a velvet choker.
I don't know.
Which I personally think you look great in. slap bracelets, which I'm pretty sure went out because like people noticed how dangerous they were.
Maybe for a 7-year-old.
Yeah, they have like metal that's just like really sharp on the inside.
Yeah, it's very dangerous.
Mood rings, which are still cool in my book.
Those are pretty cool.
A blossom hat, which is those hats that like a lot of girls wore in like the 90s shows. They had like the flower on them.
Oh yeah, alrighty.
Or scrunchies.
Oof. I'm gonna have to go with the friendship bracelet.
Okay.
Because I like to wear bracelets regardless of what it is, you know. Even if I pick it up and it says something I can't even read in my language, I will wear it because I like bracelets.
If I were to make you a friendship bracelet, what colors would you pick?
I would probably pick...
You gotta pick three. You gotta pick three colors.
Three colors. I would probably pick purple, yellow, and maybe black.
You going with your school colors?
Yeah. I purple's my favorite color, and I think yellow just complements it really well.
Yeah, I feel so too.
Yeah.
I need you to pick a movie, okay?
Alrighty.
So we got Harriet the Spy.
Okay.
The Mighty Ducks.
Oh.
Ah, Svenja, Mamma Mia, Super Baba, Lion King, Casper, the friendliest ghost.
No, that was a good movie.
Space Jam, and or Jumanji.
The new Jumanji, the old one.
The old one, of course.
Alrighty, I'm gonna have to go with the Lion King.
All right.
Because who doesn't love the Lion King? Who's not gonna see the new one coming out?
Are you gonna see it? Because I know for sure I'm seeing it.
Maybe first night. I think that's a really big release.
I actually just went to go see Captain Marvel on Sunday, and
really?
the new trailer for The Lion King came on. It was so pretty.
How was Captain Marvel?
Oh, it was good. It was a good movie.
Yeah. I thought about seeing it. Yeah.
I'm definitely more interested. Like, I already know like the Captain Marvel like backlore and everything like that. I'm just more interested in seeing Shazam.
Marvel or DC, pick one.
Marvel, of course.
Of course. Yep.
Spider-Man's my favorite superhero.
Good decision.
But like Shazam, it looks like such a great movie, and it's finally moving away from like the whole like sad and depressing atmosphere that DC's been putting its movies out with.
That's good. That's really good for the superhero community.
Yeah, but sadly I didn't get any snacks during Captain Marvel. I regretted it. But you have the chance to pick a snack. So sweet. Dunkaroos, Wonder Balls. Oh my gosh, I forgot all about Wonder Balls.
Wonder Balls. Those were good.
It was those chocolate balls that were wrapped in like the tin foil, colorful.
And I think like the hollowness of the ball like made the chocolate better. I can't describe it, but it was really good.
Same. Sprinklin's yogurt, Gushers,
okay.
Dinosaur eggs oatmeal, or
what?
I don't know, or French toast crunch.
Ooh, French toast crunch! I just got some the other day. They brought it back.
They brought it back?
Yeah, they did.
Oh my god!
But
get that bread.
Don't go ruse.
Dunkaroos. Going with Dunkaroos. Yeah.
I've always been like an icing guy.
Really?
I love my icing.
So you like Oreos?
Oh, yeah. I just bought some today, actually.
Yeah, I actually got some the other day, too.
I just can't stop. You know, you take one bite and you're done for.
Yeah, just dunk. Just go at it. Now, Dev, finally, pick a slimed celebrity. If you were, if you would want to see, like, any of these celebrities slimed.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I already know my answer. So you have Snoop Dogg.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Jim Carrey. Katy Perry. Chris Pratt. Kevin Hart. Or Mary-Kate and Ashley.
probably... I think I would pick every single one. But I can't, so we're...
But you can't, so...
We're going to do Kevin Hart.
Oh, all right.
I feel like... He would have a really funny reaction, and his voice is just funny, so anytime he talks, it's just, I think it's funny.
All right, man. Well, guess what, Dev?
Tell me.
You got all that.
Oh.
Yes.
I think that does fit my personality.
You are a risk taker who is full of laughs. You're always looking to try new things and have the best possible time. You have a bit of a gross sense of humor, and your favorite food is most likely corn.
Corn?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a little inaccurate.
But all that's a good show. So.
Yeah, it's a great show. Great show. Definitely fits my personality.
I feel that. I feel that.
All righty. So I think it's time we move on to the next quiz.
To the next quiz? Oh, I thought you were about to say end our friendship. Got pretty scared there for a second.
And so this is actually a... It's pretty much the same quiz, but it's not the same one.
Ooh.
But it is. Everyone has an animated show that matches their personality.
Beautiful.
So we will find out as well.
Let's do this.
And for the first question... Absolutely nothing to do with cartoons.
Oh, perfect.
Pick a non-animated show. And we have Orange is the New Black.
Mm-hmm. Never seen it.
Riverdale.
Never seen it.
Good Place.
Never seen it.
Stranger Things.
Of course I've seen it.
How to get Away with Murder.
My celebrity lookalike is in that show.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
No.
But we have the final choice, Jane the Virgin.
Jane the Virgin. Yeah. Virgin.
Virgin. Jane the Virgin.
Which version of Jane is it?
The Virgin version.
So is that all the choices?
Yeah, that's all.
Definitely Stranger Things.
Stranger Things, yeah. Yeah. That's a good pick. I would Come pick on. That too.
Papa Hop.
That's probably one of the best shows I've watched.
Oh, yeah.
And next question. Who doesn't love a little puppy? We want to pick a doggo.
Ooh, nice good old boy.
And first one we have a little black and white. It looks like a Boston Terrier.
Ooh.
Next picture, looks like we have a little Cocker Spaniel. Third picture, we have a Chihuahua with a pink robe on. It's pretty cute.
What color is the Chihuahua?
It's a tannish color.
Okay, and is it a hairy Chihuahua?
Short hair.
Short hair?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
And then we have... This looks like a Great Dane wearing glasses and a polo reading newspaper on the toilet.
Huh.
Next, we have a very cute pug wrapped in a blanket. And the last picture, we have a corgi.
A corgi?
Corgi, my fault. Corgis are pretty cute.
Of course I'm picking the corgi.
Yeah, good pick.
Give me that boy. I want that good boy.
You know, the... Petland, right around school, has one, I think.
Are you serious?
I think they still do. I'm not sure. I haven't been there in a while. But
how old was he?
He was brand new.
He's a pup?
They just brought him in, so, like, nobody was allowed to hold him, which sucks.
He's a little pup? A
little pup.
Oh, my God.
Might be a big pup now. It's been a month, but...
Oh, he's still pup. So cute.
Yeah, very cute. But, obviously, we're going to move on to the next question. Pick a random word. And I have a selection of random words for you.
Okay.
So we have YouTube, taco, musical,
mm-hmm.
Muppet, booze, and tiger.
I don't know why, but Muppet is like just banging around in my head right now.
I think it's banging around in my head.
Like Gonzo's up there right now, and I want him to get out. He's just staring me down.
What was his name? Who was the one that was always saying meep? Baker.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's my favorite. I think he's my favorite. Just because he really doesn't say anything except Meep.
I like Beaker.
Yeah. And we got Muppets in the selection board. Now we're going to pick a snack, and who doesn't love some snacks?
Oh, man, I appreciate a good snack.
And got a lot of food, but we have some different selections than we usually get. So we have a pizza bagel.
Ooh.
Candy. Any candy of your choice, actually.
Any candy?
Any candy.
Oh, get those sweets away from me.
We have potato chips, the original kind, some French onion dip, popcorn, cheese, if you like cheese as a snack.
Yeah.
And then we have ice cream of your choice.
I'm going to have to go with any candy of my choice. And if I'm going to do any candy, I'm going to end up having to pick, like, Rolos. Oh, Rolos sounds so good.
You're a chocolate
right now.
Guy?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Do you like sour?
I mean,
chocolate.
Look at me.
I'm more of like, I like chocolate, but I really like sweets, you know, like the Sour Patch Kids. Probably destroy your stomach, but they're really good. And pick a weird photo, because who doesn't like to look at random memes?
If anybody, not to be completely honest, like I've met a couple people who are like you know, like the people that are like, memes are dumb and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
That's,
like,
nobody likes this kind of.
It's
yeah.
Like,
why?
What's the problem with memes?
I respect your opinion, but why share your negativity?
Yeah, I respect your opinion, but I most subtly like disagree.
But we have, looks like a little baby chicken with a purple afro. And we have a human being, but his body is kind of rotated. So, with that being said, his head is his left arm, and then his left arm is his head, and his right arm is his leg. You get the gist. We have a rhino walking on a balance beam.
Mm.
We have a snail jumping over a bunch of snails like it has legs.
Oh, it's a turbo.
We have, I'm not really sure what I'm looking at. It looks like a kneecap with thumbs. And then we have a raw chicken with spikes on it.
A kneecap with thumbs. Is that like exactly what it is?
Kneecap with thumbs, but it's actually, it's holding these little white circles. I'm not sure. It kind of looks like some sort of like medicine or like, I'm not really sure. Maybe seeds. They look like sunflower seeds, maybe.
What was the last one?
Raw chicken with spikes.
Oh yeah, totally. Raw chicken with spikes.
Raw chicken with spikes. Are you, how do you like, do you like your rotisserie chicken?
I feel like it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm of course I'm more of like a nice fried nice
yeah.
fried chicken type of guy.
Yeah, I feel you. But we're gonna move on to pick a classic cartoon character.
So you're just gonna move on from
Yeah, that? We're gonna move on from the spike chicken. Unless you wanted to talk more about it.
You know, I'm good.
Alrighty, classic cartoon characters, and I honestly don't think it can be any more classic than this. Cause we have Mickey Mouse, Fred Flintstone, Bugs Bunny, Betty Boop, and Snow White.
And wait, repeat the question?
Pick a classic cartoon character.
Pick a classic character. I'm going to have to say Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny. Is that your favorite Looney Tune?
Most definitely. I'm very basic.
So, did you see Space Jam?
Of course I saw Space Jam. All
right.
I found my type of woman in Space Jam.
How do you feel? Have you heard about the second Space Jam?
I have heard about it.
Yeah.
And I have heard that Michael B. Jordan is playing in it.
Michael B. Jordan.
So, I'm excited.
All right. We're going to pick an IRL couple.
Okay.
So, I don't even know half of these people. Okay, so you know Jordan Peele.
Oh, yeah. Key Peele.
We have him, his wife. I'm not sure who she is.
All right.
But we have Neil Patrick Harris and his man. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend. Beautiful couple. Ellen Page and Emma Portner. Yeah. Beyoncé.
Don't.
Jay-Z.
Don't. Oh, oh. Done. Ellen
You're done?
Page.
You're done.
Ellen Page.
You're done.
I love her with all of my heart.
Explain. Give us a reason why.
She's beautiful. She is amazingly talented, and she will always have a special place in my heart.
It's good. It's good. Beyonce and Jay-Z, see, we're sorry, but Ellen Page and Emma Portner.
Yeah, sorry, sorry.
They are the number one couple in the world. we have Pick an Anthem. We have a lot of good songs here.
Okay.
Single Ladies by Beyonce. Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
Spice Up Your Life by the Spice Girls. Shake It Off, Taylor Swift. Paradise City, Guns N' Roses.
Ooh.
And No Problem by Chance the Rapper featuring 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne.
What were the first two?
Single Ladies and Mamma Mia.
I'm going to have to do Mamma Mia. We're feeling Mama the old vibes Mia, right now.
Really? Did you see the movies?
What? Mamma Mia?
Yeah.
No.
You haven't?
No.
You haven't seen the movies?
Uh-uh.
But you like the song?
Oh, of course I like Alrighty. The song.
Yeah. I didn't see the movies. I don't plan on seeing any of the movies, but...
Apparently it got a 6.4 out of 10 on IMDb.
Really? Mamma Mia. Here we go again. I saw that trailer Mama probably Mia. A billion times. Alrighty. Mamma Mia.
But keep in mind, ABBA's amazing.
Yeah. Okay. I agree. Mamma Mia. We're going to pick a superhero.
Ooh, a superhero. Is Spider-Man there?
No.
Oh, okay.
But we have some good selections.
Okay.
Alrighty. So we have Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Iron Man.
Gotcha.
Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
Batman. Luke Cage. And Hulk.
I'm going to have to go with Hulk.
Hulk?
Yeah, definitely Hulk. Hulk was a huge part of my childhood, most definitely. I had, like, the huge fists. I had
the gloves. Figures. Oh, dude, I had this.
Yeah, and they made the sound. So yeah. I had the sound ones, man.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people had this.
Yeah, I had a great time with that.
I remember they were like, foamy, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think... My dog actually took a chunk out of it, and I think I just stopped using them after that.
Hulk is not invincible. All right,
but Hulk, we're going to pick a city. We have some beautiful cities, some of the most beautiful in the world, with Paris, Tokyo, San Francisco, Miami, Rome, and Las Vegas.
I wanted to say Tokyo.
Tokyo.
Yeah, I've been wanting to go to Tokyo for a long time now.
Yeah, I think it's a very underrated spot. You know, a lot of people are all like Paris and London. It's like Tokyo. What's wrong with Tokyo? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, like I still really really want to go.
Yeah, but. Hopefully in the future you take a trip to Tokyo.
I actually plan on doing it probably in the next couple of years.
Really?
Yeah, hopefully.
Like, for how long are you feeling?
Probably in like a week.
That's a good amount of time.
No, not even a week. Probably like 3 days.
You could probably explore Tokyo in 3 days.
Yeah, definitely 3 days.
Especially all those, like the little corner stores with food and all that good stuff. We're going to pick an emotion. All
right.
You can pick any emotion. We have boredom, sadness, joy, surprise, anger, and jealousy.
Boredom.
Boredom?
Yeah, bored.
Why do you say that?
Because boredom is something that, like, you know, a lot of people go through it. And also, I like Tyler, the Creator song.
Alrighty, boredom is very neutral, you know. Pick an animated movie, and this will be the last question, actually.
Oh, okay.
We have
I just got all comfy.
Have a couple classics in here. We have The Little Mermaid, the original. South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. Toy Story, the first one. Shrek, first one, of course.
Uh-huh.
Coco, and Spirited Away.
Spirited Away.
Yeah, I knew you were going to pick that.
Of course. Like, we just had the whole Tokyo conversation. Spirited Away.
Alrighty. I'm not sure how you're going to feel about this response.
Oh, what is it?
But you got Rick and Morty.
I got Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
I can see that.
You are an adventurer at heart who always manages to slink out of trouble at the last possible minute.
You bet you're Glorbstop I am.
You have a complicated relationship with your family, but you still know how to have fun together.
Dude, Dad? Never met him.
I feel you, bro. You have a wild imagination, love to party, and dream of a world where you can chat with your dog.
Yeah,
definitely. That's pretty good. Like, who doesn't want to talk to their pets?
I want to ask him why he's so hyper all the time and whether or not he's going to calm down before I cut his nuts.
What kind of dog do you have?
Blue nose pit.
It's pretty cute.
Oh yeah, he's amazing. He's so nice. He's just too hyper.
What's his name?
Marley.
Marley. Cute. That's a perfect name for a dog.
Yeah, named after Marley from Marley and Me.
Yep, exactly. But how do you feel about your?
I feel pretty good. I like Rick and Morty. And I like the show. It's a nice show. The fan base had a long year of being very understanding.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like it. It's a good show. I appreciate it.
Alrighty.
But you know what I appreciate more?
Tell me.
The time that I've spent here today on this episode of Quiz Quest. Now, Dev, what do you think we should do our next episode on?
We're flying through. We're flying. We're flying through a lot of options.
Flying.
I mean,
bird.
Flying.
Bird?
Flying it is.
Bird?
Birds.
Bird.
We're going to do birds. We're going to do a bird quiz.
We are going to do birds, all right? Polly wants to do a bird quiz. Thank you all for listening to this episode of Quiz Quest. We hope you enjoyed. We hope you enjoyed the nice, relaxing tone of this episode. We're getting nice and cozy. The warm weather is coming back, and hopefully it stays because, you know, Pittsburgh just doesn't like to... you never know what's gonna happen. You could wake up tomorrow, it could be snowing again, but I knock on wood, because I don't want to jinx that. All right, guys, thank you for tuning in today. Have a great day.
Thank you all. Hope you enjoyed the episode,
and signing out.